That's the moment when time completely stops in that opera. The humming chorus, the music of Puccini from Madama Butterfly and the Vienna State Opera Chorus. Setting the mood here today on the New Classical FM, I'm joined by one of Canada's most dynamic choral conductors, Dr. Elaine Choi, the artistic director of Pax Christi Chorale and director of music at Timothy Eaton Memorial Church. Also, she is the 2024 recipient of the Leslie Bell Prize in Choral Conducting, and she's making waves with her innovative programs that blend cultures, colors, and sounds. Welcome, Dr. Choi. Welcome, Elaine.
Wow, thank you very much for the generous introduction. Thank you for having me, Daniel.
What a joy to hear about your upcoming concert with the Pax Christi Chorale. It's called Resonance. And it is unique, a celebration of powerful partnership between voice and percussion. Tell me a little bit about your concept. What inspired you to bring those two worlds together?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have known Oregano Percussion, husband and wife team, Alejandro and Michelle, since their inception. And the two of them are such dynamic musicians that carry music really through every part of their body and bringing all kinds of percussions. And from then on, because we built on solid friendship and just our common mutual love for music, I decided to curate a program that celebrates percussions and find the commonality between, you know, the marimba and the warmth of the voice and the hand percussion with the heartbeat. And it was so easy to put together a very exciting program because it's a fun concept, I think.
It's a super fun concept, and that is your calling card in a way, to create this welcoming space for everyone to enjoy meaningful musical experiences with a wider audience. And tell us a little bit about the programming. Some of the marimba colors we'll hear, Latin rhythms.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's a concert that has something for everybody, truly. We are starting the concert and ending on concert with Hildegard von Bingen chant, Fiery Spirit. And in the beginning, it is Hildegard von Bingen's chant. And then at the end, it is a piece by Tracy Wong, does a Malaysian-Canadian choral composer. We're doing a world premiere, which the chant is part of that piece, but it's called Semangat Membara, so it's incorporating Malaysian and Latin and body percussion. So those two kind of bookend the concert. And then throughout the beginning, we're playing around with a lot of human voices without text. So I heard that you just play the Puccini humming chorus.
Yeah, I saw you threw that in.
Yeah, so we have a new arrangement with marimba and voice humming and setting the mood for the whole concert, blending in the voice and the marimba together. And then through the middle, we have Latin percussion, as you mentioned, for Misa Criolla. We're also featuring chitarra battente, which is a Southern Italian instrument that really mimic the Latin mood and the vibe for Misa Criolla. And ending the concert with, as I said, Semangat Membara, which is a Malaysian choral piece. That piece is really meaningful as well. It's dedicated to those that have faced adversity and challenges. And this past year, I've been fighting breast cancer while making music. So this piece is dedicated to those that have gone through that, and also with proceeds going to a charitable organization for breast cancer.
Terrific. Wow. Well, we wish you well, of course, sending you healing vibes on your journey.
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Yeah, it sounds like music is your refuge here. The creativity you've brought into this production, it's very inspiring, I have to say.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about the binding force in all of these works. How vocables and humming, you mentioned the humming chorus, how they kind of blur that line between instrument and voice, how you've kind of meshed them as one instrument.
Yeah, for sure. I think one of the things that choral artists like our work is usually because of text. We can tell so much story using text and dictions, which instrumentalists don't have that advantage.
We try.
Well, there's always concept to connect with the music. But this time we're breaking out of the text to use vocables and humming to see whether we can find that innate resonance in our bodies to kind of blend into this sound of percussion. And I think you will see a trend interweaving through all of that, whether it is our human voices blending into the instruments with marimba or the hand drum creating this heartbeat feeling. And towards the end of the concert, Alejandro will be playing a full body percussion. And to see him use his body, adding to this piece among Mambara, and almost like a dance and an interpretive, you know, dance and movement and percussion instrument through his body is really cool. So I think there's something so human about this concert.
Wow. So that's a visual feast as well.
Absolutely.
The human voice, of course, has this visceral quality. We almost feel it in our bones when you have that, you know, all that community choir coming together in harmony. But your ensemble is big. It is vibrant. And you have, 100 voices there on stage?
Yeah, we have close to 100 voices registered for this year choir. And it's a very diverse choir with all walks of life, all ages, people coming from all over the place. And really, at the end of the day, I think music is so much about the connection of people, building the community, fostering an environment where we can lift each other up through challenges and celebrating all the things in life as well. So to me, concerts is always a way to celebrate our hard work together and sharing that with new audience.
And what a feat bridging those traditions together. Fascinating program. Again, that's Pax Christi Chorale's Resonance. Coming to you Saturday, October 25th at 4 p.m. That's at Yorkminster Park Baptist Church. A unique model, Choose Your Price, making this a beautiful concert accessible to everyone. Reserve your seats now at paxchristichorale.org. You can also grab them at the door, paxchristichorale.org. Elaine, final question. How do you feel as someone who leads multiple ensembles, mentors young conductors? What is your broader vision for choral music in Canada?
Oh my goodness, thank you so much for asking that. My hope is that everyone sings, and no matter how old, no matter when you enter music fields, choral music is one of the most accessible way to bring people together and to make music. So I have a big belief that, you know, you can enter choral music as an adult and you can join us. And so whether professional or young children, I'm just so passionate about bringing music in. And a little fun fact, my last name is spelled Choi. You can't spell choir without Choi.
Oh, I just noticed that. Fantastic. Yeah.
Yes.
Your passion really shines. Just beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Let us all sing. Let's end on that note. Fully joyous. That is Resonance. You can reserve your seats now at paxchristichorale.org. I've been speaking with Dr. Elaine Choi, artistic director and a true innovator on Canada's choral scene. All the best to you. Wishing you an unforgettable concert this weekend.
Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing everyone there.
All right. Till next time.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.